Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Okay. We're on time. So I think we can start. I like starting on time. We can. Okay. So I want to continue where we left off third Wednesday. Basically, I believe Wednesday we tried to answer the Sira between the Tavis and Daf Gimel, and the Tavis and Daf Chaf, with the Tavis and Daf Hey. And what I like to do today is to go to the Tavis and Nun Dalet, which pashtes we did not succeed in answering. But just to quickly review what we said Wednesday is that Tavis and Daf Gimel in his Hava Mina, he was understanding Yibum, working through Essay Derech Halos Shesh Bakaris. That's Beferish and Dices. He therefore asked, learn out from here to call Atara Kula, Essay Derech Halos Shesh Bakaris. He answers Mitzvah Sabekach. Now there seems to be a machlokes in the Rish Yeshivas. What does Mitzvah Sabekach do? Is Mitzvah Sabekach saying that it's definitely Hutra? Or Mitzvah Sabekach could be a Pircha, why you can't learn out Techiyah to everywhere else. So Rav Chanan brings that Beferish and Tavis and Daf Hey Amud Beis by Kaloyim and Bigdei Kuhuna, that Tavis says Beferish over there, it's working through Techiyah. And the reason why we don't learn out from there to everywhere else, that Essay Derech Halosa say, and instead we have to learn out Essay Derech Halosa say from Kaloyim Mitzitzis, is because of Mitzvah Sabekach. So you see clear from Taisus that Mitzvah Sabekach is simply a pircha, why you can't learn out to everywhere else. But it doesn't, by definition, say that you switch from Tzechiyah to Hutra. Therefore, there's no, the rule, the axiom that we know is that you don't make a switch in Taisus from his Hamimaskana if there's no need. So Tavis in his Hava Mina was learning Tzechiyah. That's Beferish. Tavis in his Maskana only said Mitzvah Sabekach is a Pircha. We see clearly from Tavis Daf Hey that the Pircha Mitzvah Sabekach does not obligate you to switch to Hutra. You can still learn Tzechiyah and just say you can't learn out because there's a Pircha. So therefore, Pashtus, when we see our Tavis and Daf Gimel, it would seem to end to be at the end of the day, Tavis is learning Yibum, working through Tachiyah.
Is that because on that paper, just a clarification question, there's no tzad of Hutra by a Seydo Kolosase?
There is a tzad. There's a tzad to say there may be other people that argue with Tisus. In fact, Tavis in his Hava Mina argued with Tisus. Tavis in his Hava Mina thought that Kalayim and Bigdei Kuna is working through Hutra. Shmuel said, and I've been using him because sometimes he helps me, is that we wanted to know why the Tavis assume that way. So Shmuel said, because Big Day Kuhuna is mutter, even you don't have to, there's no chiyuv on the coin to quickly take off his Big Day Kuhuna. So that would seem to indicate that it's a hutra. And that's what Shmuel said. I sounded good to me because we were astamakasha, why did Tavis is Havamina? And now they assume that it's Hutra, not Tachiyah. Tavis, so it is possible to have Essay Deich Alosa, Essay versus Alosa, say, with a Hutra. But Tavis has a Hechruch that it's not Hutra,
Big
it's
machlokes
Tachiyah.
rishonim. I'm saying it's big machlokes rishonim in that whole sugya. I'm saying this is
Okay,
smart.
but Tavis' Shita is that it has to be Tachiyah. Because Tavis, without getting into the Chesed, Tavis has a Kasha. The Gemara learns on Essay Derech Halosa say from Kalayim Mitzitzes, and Tavis says that if you find Hutra in one place, that's an indication that's more cow. So since Kalayim is Hutra by Bigdei Kuhuna, so that's a Pircha that you can't learn out from that. Then Kalayim is Bechlau a Mekel Tikka Iser, and therefore you can't learn out from Kalayim Mitzitzes. It's two different Kalayim cases.
Maybe why would we think
That's the other thing on there. If you can't learn out from climate census, that's a derech halosa. So Tavis answers that the climate is never hutra, and by Bigdei Kuhuna, it's the chiyah. fact, five is a kasha. Big dekuna is the chia. So why did we have to learn out from climate census? They should have learned out essay defelosa say from big dekuna. And for Taifis, because of mitzvah sabika. So you see Beferish and Taifis that you can have an essay daichalosa say, and that's pshat, even after, even though it's mitzvah sabika, but we still assume that it's working through the system of essay daichalosa say. So that was Rabbi Chanan's raya, that mitzvah sabika does not, by definition, cause you to switch to hutra. The mele,
yeah. Rabbi, why would it make a difference whether he's doing the avodah or not as far as wearing the big tikkunah? Where does it say that the big tikkunah is only while he's wearing the doing the avodah? If it's big tikkunah, it's the big tikkunah. He's wearing big tikkunah. That's
but Shmuel was saying as far that there's only a mitzvah to wear big tikkunah when you do the avodah. There's no mitzvah to wear big tikkunah in the street. So,
but if it,
then you need, then you would pashas need a, and to be only during the shasta when there's an essay. So that's what Shmuel said, that the fact that it's mutter, even when you're not doing the avodah, which means that there's no essay, may tell you to think that's working
too. Does it make sense the Torah would say that he would have to take a begotten off the split? It's impossible to do the split second he's done with the avodah. Okay, so there'd be no way to do it without wearing it sometimes.
Arguing with the Gemara in Yuma and Erechim.
He type is having a maskana, but type is having a thought that it's mistabra to say hutra because of that. Okay. I don't know that. We don't need to go off on every tangent. Type is to whatever. That was Shmuel Svara. You don't like, you know, I don't know. Okay, the type of Kavamina was that big day.
And apparently, my question is arguing with two Gemaras, but.
look at the Shmuel is very well predicated from the Gemara and Yuma and Erechim. Tosus has a phantom Erechim Gemara that goes even farther. It wants to suggest that there's a hobby that the Kalayim doesn't apply to Kohanim Bechlau.
Okay, where is this Gemara?
So, it's in Yuma, I think, Samach Tess, and Tosus, there's a Tosus that quotes the Gemara and Erechim, I think, about Gimel Amud Beis, but Tosus quotes the Gemara with a Gersa that doesn't actually exist in the Gemara.
Okay. Okay.
So that's not, I'm not arguing. I'm just saying, why would we think that you would not be able to, that you would have to take it off? That's what I'm saying. Fakir.
Because if it's working through essay, daichalosei, so you'd have to be mizareis.
Okay. But you're still wearing the big day kahuna, even if you're not doing the avodah. All right, fine.
Zaitik, please.
Fine, Viter.
Okay, so basically, what we see from Davei is that saying mitzvah sabikach does not in any way force you to drop the chiyah. Because Saita says, Kalayim, Big Dekuna is mitzvah sabekach. And that's why we couldn't learn from their essay daichalel, so say. And that's why we needed Kalayim, mitzitzis. And yet, Saita says, Beferish, that it's working through a system of essay daichalel, so say. So therefore, it says Rabbi Chanan, clearly rightfully so, that on Daf Gimel, since Saivis and his Havamina assumed that Yibam's working through Essay Dechalosa say, Shesh Ben Karis, and there's no reason for Taivis to switch his Maskana, because all Taivis needed in his Maskana has been Chayesh Mitzvah Sobekach to explain why you can't learn out to everywhere else. And Mitzvah Sobekach does not necessitate dropping Essay Dechalosa say, if you see from Taivis Avhei. Therefore, the maskana of Taivis and Daf Gimel is as that Yibam's working through Essay Daichalel Sasei. Okay, that's Rabbi Chan. Kasha is that that's in direct stira to Taivis and Daf Chav. That Taivis and Daf Chav asks, why do we say Nasek Isha Lechol Dover, which means we have Matar B'yishniya for the Yisr Eishasach. We're not Matar B'yishniya when there's an Isser of Amana, the Kohen Gadol. And he says, the Lashon is because we only say Nasa Isha Dabar when Bia Rishina is Mutter without the Fiat. Right? He says, his Lashon is, and Ehechid is Sharinai Benal Tafia. So he's saying point blank that the reason why Bia Rishina is Mutter, and we don't have to be concerned with the Eshesah, is not because of the Fiat. So there's a steer and two ties to him. That's the kasha that was on the floor, right? That was the kasha that we had. So we wanted to say, I thought it was a very nice answer. I happen to like it. Fountain in the Sefer, you know, in a Kuntres, it's called the Year of the Unim. It was never an unprinted manuscript. So then he says over there that a Svara like this, that it's Daifik, just that even though Taisis originally understood that it's Daifik to say that Yibam is working through Essay Daifik and Ose Shesh Bakares, if the Maskana, if we hold, then ain't Essay Daifik and Ose Shesh Bakares, because it's Daifik to say that Yibam is an exception to the rule. You have an explanation of mitzvah, so Bekach. But that's a daifik. In reality, that's only a pircha, but it's in reality a daifik svara, to be real. So since at the end of the day, in other words, Taisis and his Havamina, who was felt that if you're going to explain Yibam, that essay daifik of Shmish Bakaris, you're going to end up learning from there to Koha Tarakula, that essay daifik of Shmish Bakaris, and then it'll be a universal din. So then it's not daifik. So then ain't nothing ami. Taifis one would understand Yibam using the system of essay daifan of Shesh Bakaris, because since it's universal, it's not daifik. But once Taifis comes out, that no matter what you say, you can't learn out to everywhere else because of the Pirkei Mitzvos Bekach. And now you're committed in saying that by everywhere else besides Yibam, so it's daichik to say that Yibam is working through the system of essay daichanot eshesh bakares, because it's daichik to say that Yibam is different than everywhere else. Therefore, once Taivis gives his answer, it's mistavra to say that Yibam's working through the system of Hutra like the Yad Ramah.
Now, Taivis, why didn't Taivis just say Hutra right away? Why didn't Taivis just say Hutra? If Hutra is good enough to
Svara holds that Hutra is also a stickle daifik, and therefore, yeah, if you could say, I'm answering your question, so let me try to answer. So it is held that if you could say, as a daif and also say, in Koha Torah Kula, that's better than Hutra. So Taivis scales of value is like this. The first, the preferable thing would be to say, as a daif and also say, in Koha Torah Kula. That's the best, because Hutra is a little daifik. Why should it be Hutra? Hutra is a funny svara. It deserves to be Aser. Why is it Hutra? So the best thing is to say it's working through Essay Daifik Elosei, and there's no exceptions. It's a universal rule. The next best thing is to say Hutra. And the worst thing is to say that it's working through the Chi, and it's an exception to the rule. Because exception to the rules, why should it be exceptions? I, the svara, mitzvahs, make after the daifik svara. So Taivis in his Havamina, where he could get that if you learn essay, that's working through essay, Delchel also say, you end up with a result that it's not an exception, because you end up with a result that it calls Tarakuna essay, Delchel also say, Shesh Bakares. So Taivis asked Akasha, why did Chazal learn that way? So that's the best way to learn. But once Taivis answers that you can't learn out to everywhere else, so then it's automatically understood that we don't want to learn Shad and Yibam as Essay Daichelot Eshesh Bakares, because it's daichik that there's an exception. Now, Taivis doesn't bother speaking that out on Daf Gimel, because that is not relevant to his question. Even if you would say that we're sticking with Essay Daichelot Eshesh Bakares as an exception, he would have succeeded in answering his question. So there's no reason why Taivis and Daf Gimel should discuss now what I'm saying, what's Shad and Yibam? Is it Dechia or Hutra?
There's a good reason.
Based on the Emes, based on Taivis and Daf
Gimel, is Hutra.
And Emes is Hutra, yes.
So Taivis, that's a good reason for Taivis to say it on Daf Gimel.
No, it's not, because I don't agree with you, because I believe in Hashkafa. I think if Taivis were to say it on Daf Gimel, it would be a Shver Taivis. Because just because you hold something out PMS, Taivis is not a yenta. Taivis' job is only to answer the question that he asked. To say something which is controversial even if Taisus holds and it's emes, just because, by the way, I want you to know an interesting piece of information does not belong in Taisus.
It's
not the pirkha. The pirkha is the cross of the God. The steps in Taisus is you wanted to learn out from Yibum to Koa Tarakula. You're learning Yibum Esay Daichalos, to say. You want to learn out to Koa Tarakula. You can't because there's a pirkha mitzvah. Now that that's true, what happens? I don't know. As far as our Taisus is concerned, it's not relevant because the Gemara in Daf Gimel just said, made a statement that Ein Esay Daichalos Beshesh Bakare in Koa Tarakula. Taisus Kasha was, how does the Gemara know that? Why don't we learn out from Yibum? Taisus says, you can't learn out from Yibum because there's a pirkha. Finish. Answer the Kasha. Now you have an interesting discussion. Once we say this, how do we understand Yibum? Is it working through Esay Daichalos Esay, or is it working through Hutra? It's not relevant to Taisus's question. Whatever you say, you will succeed in answering Taisus's Kasha on Daf Gimel. Therefore, it's unrelated information, and if Taisus would have said anything about it on Daf Gimel, he wouldn't have cared. He'd be schwer, because he'd be discussing things that are not relevant. He'd just be getting people upset for no reason. There's no reason to say a chiddush that's not relevant to what you said. To answer your question.
It could serve as a percha. It happens to be.
It serve as a percha. The percha is mitzvahs v'vikah. Once we say mitzvahs v'vikah, we finish. That's the end of the percha. We don't need any, you don't need a percha after a percha.
But if you say it's hutra, if you say it's hutra, that does stop you from learning it to everything else.
No. Another no. That's no. We're saying no. We're saying that if you didn't have the svara of mitzvah, so because you would never ask the pirkei of hutra, because we say Taisus holds, not like the Yad Ramah, that hutra is a daifik. Taisus shita. That's not mukhruch from Taisus's kasha. It's mukhruch from Taisus's kasha that Taisus holds that hutra is a daifik. And it's not even a percha. We don't assume hutra. If we can, we assume esay daicha lo se shesh bakaris. That's mineu bei mukhra from Taisus's kasha. We're just adding that when is that true that we assume esay daicha lo se shesh bakaris and not hutra? That's if it's universal esay daicha lo se shesh bakaris. But the moment you say it's an exception, then it's not true anymore. But Taisus could not answer Hutra. If Taisus could have answered Hutra, then you're making Taisus schwer. Obviously, we see from Taisus's kasha, this is not me, this everybody says this. The fact that Taisus asked the kasha on Daf Gimel means that he holds that we don't assume Hutra. And it's not a valid pircha because we don't assume it because it's daifik.
Rabbi,
it's not the only exception.
Would the re agree with Taisus Dafkov? Taisus brings in the re. He says, I'm a re. He seems to be quoting the re as saying that. It doesn't sound like the re is saying it only as a way to answer his question. It sounds like the re and Mamish holds that.
Which re are you saying?
His answer. He says, I'm a re. The me'eshes ach lo matzi l'meilat ba'al malichi asei loisadech v'karish shayni ayis ach mitzvah sabakach. He's bringing in the re as like an outside shita in order to answer his question. So it sounds like that's what the re holds, not just a temporary stopgap measure.
I don't follow what you're saying. That the re holds that to answer the question.
He holds to answer the question. He's bringing in the re, Omer re, in order to answer the question. He's bringing a shita of the re. Doesn't sound like the re's only using it as an answer.
Sorry, I don't follow. When he has a question, and the re answers the question. The diak in Taisus is usually the opposite.
Not bringing a shita of the re in order to answer the question?
No. I don't think that's the hashkafa. I think the hashkafa is just the opposite. That if Taisus has an answer to answer the question, the mashmos is that if not after answering the question, he wouldn't have said it. That's the usual hashkafa. He's only said it to answer the question. He didn't say, lefi shita saria yadua, lefi mashakosa re somewhere else. He didn't say that. He said the Omer Re means that the Re said
it's the Lashon Atraba is Mashma that the Re is discussing exactly this point, this question.
Yeah. I mean, that's the general rule in Taisus. that well, at least what I was taught.
Why isn't the re brought in the question? Why isn't the question say Hikshari?
Because the typist, whoever asked the question, and the re answered it. Oh.
The re also asked the question?
Maybe the re. Maybe superficially, the question was an old question. It was asked before the re. It was asked by one of the earlier divers, and the re came along to answer it. But the assumption
separate item along what Hill was saying before, and I was trying on Wednesday also this. Doesn't Tosfos sometimes say when we call makom, we ask a such and such, meaning Tosfos answers, we call makom, this isn't really a point anyway, because we don't pass like the talk lemaisa. Tosfos will say that talk like that plenty of times.
First of all, if he does, he does, but it's better if he doesn't.
He knows about the Gemara in Daf Chav. He knows what he's going to have to say in Daf Chav. He knows we're going to have a question.
You sort of can't ask me a question. Why didn't Tosfos do that? It's better. Tosfos is sharper, nicer, and cleaner if he doesn't. You say that I mean, sometimes Tosfos do it. I do not know. I'm not a bunk.
It's better if he does or he doesn't. I understand. It's
better if he doesn't. It's better like we have it here. You're going to tell me, you know, I once found that Tosfos does. I don't know. We'll worry about it when we get there. You know, I was my first year out of high school. I was learning with Shaya Cohn. And Shaya Cohn was teaching was drafted in Eretz Yisrael to give the first year. And he came to tell me he was all upset. He made a diak. I don't remember what the diak was. He made a diak in Tosfos. The Tosfos says something that's wrong or something, some deal. And one of the guys said, Tosfos does that all the time. He said, no, he doesn't. What do you want from me? You know, when we get to the other all the time, then he does it. We'll worry about it. Meanwhile, we don't assume he does it all the time. The pashtus is you shouldn't do it. You should stick to the topic. You say that you have a kid where Tosfos doesn't stick to the topic. So those are shver. We'll have to be miyashay, though.
According to Rabbi, we're saying that once Tosfos has the pirchos, so then he says hotra, and that's why Bia Shniya is mutter?
What?
Is once Tosfos says pirchos, it's also pirchos, then he touches it up as hotra, yeah. And then that's why Bia Shniya is mutter?
The basic of Nasek Yishun called Davar. Otherwise, we wouldn't know that hotra extends to be once we have the pasuk of Nasik Yishan Chol Dover, which according to Tayyid Daphes is very for only after Megarsha began in Machzir or whatever, then
the Tosa Daphes asks like straight up that he says that why the Mashmat will be a Shinir, the Pasuk Lahatir says, Vamai Mitzvah, the Romer Rachmanel Abdo, the Habia Shinir Lodacha Chavi Lavin, right? So that is if Tosfos holds Hutra at that point, when he asks that question, how does that make sense?
So I would assume he's learning Dechia there too.
Okay, that's even after his Pircha.
He's learning Hutra, yes, and what's wrong?
So then why, what's his question, that why is Bia Shniya Mutter? And also, what's his Raya that the Halo Dachia Chai B'Lach?
Without a Drasha, why would Bia Shniya be Mutter? Now there's a Gemara saying, when the Nami Shmi Garsh Vigena Masira. Why did the Gemara say the drasha? Let me gosh, we get Naxira. Why don't we need the drasha for
in the first marriage?
Indeed. Yeah, the Torah says that's a sara, but he's working with Hutra already. Yes, that's what I would think.
So one second. So even in a non-Machshir Shasso case, it is really because Machshir is Biyashniya. Is that what's coming out? In a regular case, not Machshir Shasso. Regular case, what is it? It's not Ishul Nasa Ishul Chol Davar. So, what is make be Matar be Ishnia?
Type it said that it's a Svar. I don't know, whatever.
It's not Hutra by itself.
It's Hutra plus whatever Svar type it said.
Why do I need anything more than Hutra?
Because Hutra is only limited to where we find the Hutra. Without we only found Hutra.
Why isn't any different than the kind wearing the garden when it's not the doing the Oveda?
Because I don't know. So then from there we're gonna learn out that everything's
mutter. No, I'm saying the same concept. Once it's mutter, it's mutter.
I'm sorry, that's not a fair question. There's obviously limitations. We don't make it once, we don't say once we're mutter the item void.
It's enough for Tosfos and Mechalek between Alman and Lakayin. What's the svar there? What's the svar of Michalak?
I don't hear the problem. Hutra doesn't go, the Hutra has it very limited. We're not doing Hutra we're only found Hutra by in the gather of the mitzvahs yibum.
So okay, so then what is the understanding of the chiluk between a monolakoin gadol and a regular ishus?
The Torah came along and said a pasuk, "Manasek Yisrael lechol daver." The Tosfos reading in Tavis and Afkos is the Torah is telling you there's a heter. Tavis is saying that heter and not Yisrael daver we only extend when there's a hutra already. But when there's that, the pasuk is extending the hutra. But when there's no
hutra itself can't do it. But hutra is enough to get you over the threshold. So that when Nasa, the Nasa Ishul holdover pushes you through.
That it, I don't know, that we limit the pasuk of Nasa Ishul Dover to cases of Hutra. To limit the Chiddush of the Torah. Lo Yitzur, there was no Hutra, then we'd be stuck. We'd have to say the pasuk's talking not by Hutra. But once we have it, that we have a pasuk of Nasa Ishul holdover, which is telling us that it's Mutter even later. So we limit that pasuk. The only cases where there's a hutra.
Why is Tosis then asking from Nasa Ishul, not from just from the, like he asks about class, he just asks from the first man, from Bishvi Astam.
I wasn't doing that class. You're mixing, I don't know. I don't think it's so shvira. He's going, he's out here in the process. I don't know, but let me go further.
Okay. Rebbe's kash of exception it has to be like one or two, right? Because obviously by Big Day Kahuna, that's also an exception. Wow. Rebbe says that Taisus wants a switch. He's not crazy about the fact that you have a dechia with a mitzvah b'kach, and it's an exception, and that's the worst possible outcome. We do have another case, right? Rebbe agrees that enough. Hey, it's also b'kach. It's another case of mitzvah b'kach.
Not an exception, because here it's working through essay dechelos. Say that was a beauty. We
it's
said
not
that
a chorus. Right,
and therefore it's not an exception. It's just following the pattern of everywhere else. That was good for the beauty of the answer. I forgot to say this. Just because we're saying you don't learn out to everywhere else from here. But we have a different mikor to teach us everywhere else. So therefore, there's no reason not to touch it up, as I say, because we have kaloi and mitzitzes to tell us that it's working through the chiyah. So Mimeda, we might as well say this is also working through the chiyah. But by Yibam, where there's no other mikor to teach you, so then if you're going to touch up Yibam that way, you're going to be making Yibam an exception. And it's difficult to make an exception, right? That's
what we didn't have. If we didn't have Dav Chaf, would we ever have figured out what Taisus really means?
No.
Is Taisus okay with the fact that the average person who learns Taisus from Dav Dalet, at least until Dav Chaf, will misunderstand how the whole idea of Yibum works, or he's okay with that?
First of all, it could be he's okay. And second of all, it could be that the average person would have figured out. You asked if I would have figured it out. I wouldn't have figured it out. But obviously, I wouldn't figure it out because Rabbi Chanan didn't figure it out. So, but that doesn't mean that Titus didn't figure it out. I don't know. We don't know. Titus can be very smart, and can assume people could figure things out. And I don't know.
How in the world would anybody? How in the world would anybody figure that out?
Because it's logical. Because it's logical. You don't want to make an exception. Titus to make an exception. Okay, anyway, I don't know. I still think if you want to figure it out, it's not.
If
there's no nafkamina, I don't know if anything where Tigers would have to say it.
It's a pretty big story how where the Eishes Tzach goes, and everybody will walk away from this Tigers thinking Tigers is learning a certain way.
Okay, so I'm assuming the Titus, though. First of all, I don't see what, so what, and that's not my mission. And second of all, I'm not agreeing with you that Titus feels everyone would have thought that way. Titus thinks that Titus is speaking to a greater audience than us. Titus is speaking to people who are Talmidei Chachamim, and they know this rule that you don't want to make an exception.
Wait a second. So Rebbe's
not only saying a chiddush, Rebbe's saying the chiddush is pashut enough that most people would figure it out on their own and not think the wrong shot in dichud.
Enough people would figure it out that Tavis that doesn't have any great hechlo or they would at least know there's a shayla, whatever. That there's no great hechlo for Tavis to say it when it's not relevant to anything that Tavis is talking about. It's not relevant. And am I? Tavis has to be worried about.
Let everybody figure it out.
I mean, it's slightly relevant because it's a little bit misleading what the real true Aliba de Emes answer is to the question as to why you don't learn it.
The answer to the question is mitzvah sabika. That's the answer.
Which question? That's the answer to what question?
Results in is not relevant.
That's the answer to which question is mitzvah sabika.
Why don't we learn out from Yibum that essay daicha lasa shesh bakares? The answer is because it's a pircha called mitzvah sabika.
That's the real answer. The real answer is
what? What?
Not the real answer is because it's hutra.
No, that's not true. Even without hutra, you succeed. You answer the question.
I know, even without it, but that's not the true answer. What's
that
the
is the true answer? Answer because hutra comes in the next step. So
but I'll leave it to him. What's the real reason?
In answering the question before you got to the next step. So then obviously you don't need that to answer the question. So the question was answered by saying mitzvah got finished. If the world stopped after mitzvah sabekah, you've answered the question.
You've made a mistake, though, because you think.
You made a mistake in an irrelevant piece, but it's not relevant to answering the question. So
both answers are equally effective. One is true and one is false.
No, it's either way it answers the question. The question is that the suggestion that Taitis made is not going to work out because the pircha mitzvah sabekah. That's the true answer to the question, according to all possibilities. Now the question is, in light of this fact that we have this pircha and we cannot learn out to everywhere else, how do we explain Yibam? That's a very interesting philosophical question, which has nothing to do with Tysus.
One second, but if you change it to Hutra, then that makes Tysus' whole kasha never begins. So how?
Begin because Tysus would never change it to Hutra without the answer of Mitzvah Sobekah.
I understand, but he did, and he changed it.
So you need, the answer is mitzvah sabekah. There is no other answer besides mitzvah sabekah. So mitzvah sabekah is needed to answer the question, and once you say mitzvah sabekah, finish, you answer the question. So there's no reason why Tavis should say anything else.
You would say, Tavis, why don't we learn all kareses from Eishes Ach, when Taisus is all done.
The answer is because mitzvah sabekah. Because there's a yisoid that you can't learn when someone from mitzvah sabekah. That's the answer. That's the true answer.
It's a kutra, it's not mitzvah sabekah.
What? I don't know. That's the only answer. Because there's a yisoid that you're not allowed to learn from mitzvah sabekah. If there wouldn't be that yisoid, you wouldn't have an answer. Once you have that, you say you have an answer. But, so that's it.
But and once you have Hutra, you have an answer and you have the MS.
And you have no question.
I don't agree with you. I'm sorry.
Rebbe, Mitzos, along the lines, just along these lines, if Tosis would say the following, Tosis asks this question on Daf Chav from Amon Elokayin Gadol, right? And let's say he was really holding Mitzos Bekach. His answer theoretically could be that in a case where it's Mitzos Bekach, then we're matir b'yishniya because nas ishtul choldover. Where it's not mesosa b'kach, like almanu kain gadol, because that's a special case, we don't say nas ishtul choldover. Tosis could have said that theoretically, right?
I lost you, I'm sorry. What?
If Tosis wanted to, Tosis could have taken the maskana of Dav Gimel of mesosa b'kach and used that as an answer here for almanu kain gadol. What? He holds the chia.
Chia, yeah.
But there's a difference between Amon Kohen Gadol is not mitzvah sabekach and a regular Ishasach is mitzvah sabekach.
I guess that wouldn't have been a good answer.
One second. So, but theoretically, structurally, that could be an answer, right?
No.
Why not?
Because it's not. Because
Tysus holds that's not enough of a distinction.
Because Tysus holds the chia is the chia.
The chia is the chia. Right. Good. So, So what's so crazy about saying Taisus and Dav Gimel end up Mitzvah B'Kach? That's his Havamina here in Dav Chav is Mitzvah B'Kach. He then says it's not good enough to answer the case of Alman al-Kohen Gadol, because he says that's not good enough for that. And therefore he says, it must be, I was wrong, Lamaskan, that it's Mitzvah B'Kach, and it must be Hutra. And that's his answer.
Okay, I don't know. So what are you saying?
So I'm saying Tosis in the Havmina here is going Lamaskana of Daf Gimel, Daf Gimel and Daf Dalid, and then he switches Guva because of the Hechruch of Amanul Kain Gadol.
I'm fine. I agree about that.
So he didn't know Amanul Kain Gadol? He
knew that. You want to say, you want to know whether Tosis was Mechadesh, that is Hutra, and his MS, and when he got to Daf Gimel, that's or not thought figured it out when he got to Daf Chav. I don't know. Hey, whatever you say is good.
And it makes more sense. It's a flow. He came along with Sosa B'Kach. It doesn't answer a Manol Kohen Gadol. So therefore, he says must be Hutra.
Okay. If you like it better, you like it better. I really don't think it makes any difference.
Is there a difference Lamaisa between those two as far as
just the question is. Is it just when I say that now that we switch to Hutra and not to Chia, is that Mukrof Mineu Bay or is it only Mikoyach LeHechruch?
Okay. Right, the way that I said it is not like Dov was saying over the racing to Dov that I would have figured it out on my own anyway without the Hechruch. No, I need this particular Taisus to teach me Hutra.
To me, it makes no difference.
But it's not mashman like that at all. It's not mashman like that at all. Tyson doesn't say Tyson.
I just always that argument to me. So you like it the other way? Say it the other way. I'm open. Whatever.
I'm mashman like Rebbe. No, I'm saying Rabbi Simon's way is very hard to understand because Tyson doesn't say a word about the chid. Tyson's called all the sort of
Don't say like him. You know, I'm not telling him. Don't say, you know.
So I don't know. So I didn't know it was so easy going today, Rebbe. I don't know. We can go say whatever we want today.
Okay.
And everybody.
We want to get to Tybus and Darwin. So we get to Tybus and Darwin. So first of shot, Tybus and Darwin with Chayra doesn't stem with what we're saying. Well, it's what happened on the Darwin. I think we spoke this out. But I maybe, you know, we'll speak it out again. What can I do? I think we spoke it out. David's asking, the Gemara asked Kasha, Remez the Yavama Shasur B'chayibada. So apparently, the Gemara says, how do I know that a Yavama and Isha, Shein Obanim, is usher, even if the husband would divorce her, or I think even if he didn't die yet, that there's two Croesuses. Because, you know, maybe there's no Isser at all. Maybe the Torah never answered. This is a different type of Hutra. This is a Hutra that the Torah B'chlal never answered. And a Yavam, an Isha, Eishas Zav Shein Obanim.
While she's still married,
too, I think. That's what I think. That's what I
know. Rashi says divorced.
Yeah, I know. That's because it's not Nogei and Amaisa. But they were because when you're married, there would be a Israel's Ashish. But I say in Lumdis, it would be even according to the Havamina, there would be no Israel when she's married to. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. It's not, but that's what I think. Because the Havamina is that it's simpler, just to straight across the board. The simplest possibility is that there's no such thing as an Israel Ashish Shein Obanim. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Well, let's not make life complicated and not make all kinds of tuchukim. And let's just learn shot that that's shot. There's no such thing as an iteration of Shein Obanim.
The Torah says not like that, though.
The Gemara is asking me.
Torah was talking about a case when it's Yesh Obanim. When the Torah said...
I can just start making stuff up in the Torah that the Torah didn't mean that. It means partial case.
You're mechaving to Taisus. Very good. But that's a Gemara. The Gemara is saying maybe the Torah was talking about only a case of Ein Obanim, of Yesh Obanim, but Ein Obanim is Mutter. The more answered, we have a special pasuk of Nida that tells me that it's awesome. According to the Mefarshim, Tavis is bounded by Kasha, the Yom and Simon's Kasha, that we go with this Dan Pashim Hashmol to the Torah. Torah said you can't eat chazer. You know what I'm saying? How do I know you can't eat chazer on Sunday? Maybe the Torah is only talking about Monday. We don't say that. The Torah said, Stam, you can't eat chazer. talking about all cases. So the Torah said, Eish Yitzchak is Aser. So Pashas, the Torah is talking about, from the Mashmos of the Krah, Bein Yesh Lo Banim, Bein Ein Lo Banim. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? How do I know that it's Mutzer when it's Ein Lo Banim? Because that's a Pashas Mashmos and a Pashas. What's the Gemara's Kasha? That's, Tavis doesn't spell out this question, but that's the understood question that's bothering Tavis.
The Ritva says Aishas, it would be Aishas Ach. Ritva says if she's married, she would be an Aishas Ach, not Aishas Ish. It would be that high goof of crud, Aishas Ach. You know, it's, we're saying they compare like a married woman. They're saying just like a married woman is only us when she's married. When she's not married, she's then she's mutter. So over here, when she's married, Aishas Ach. When she's not married,
But that's not going to work in Tosos, because otherwise it would come out that you are that it is a say dochlos.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay, but then, again, that's almost like sai, you know. But maybe you're right.
Where in the Dalit are we?
The Talmud is in the Dalit of the days. But if Shmuel, I have to look at the Ritva. Maybe he might say
not. Like disagrees with Tosos. Rabbi has to be right, otherwise Tosos makes no sense. Because
let's try and stick to the point. This is a side argument. So David, that's David's kasha. Why do we need a pasuk to tell me that the Isser applies to all cases without any mikor? We know the Isser applies to all cases because you have no right to limit a pasuk without a hechrach. Emphasizes because there is a hekrach, and if not, and what's a hekrach? Because this is the most logical. Because any other interpretation is illogical. Because what's your other interpretation to say that it's working through yip? That really she's intrinsically aser. Eishes talk she ain't no bun and is aser. It's mutter for yibum. There it says that's working. That's a system of essay docha lotay sheish bakaris, and that's daifik. We never assume that ilav the mugal kro behedra. So the taifis is saying that the reason why we would have assumed had we not have this extra pasuk of nida that tells us that eishes och and sheish abanim. Chain of Bonim is Osir, but Chayim Baina is that we would have assumed there's Mutter because we don't want to come out to the Deichik of Esse Deichalot and Sheish Bakaris. So, according to us, that Hutra is a good possibility, you know, at the end of the day, and that's Chav, Yibum's working through Hutra. So Tavis didn't succeed in answering his question. Let me ask the question. Because Tavis doesn't answer his question, because granted, Tavis is right that it's daichik to say that Yibum is working through Esei Daichalos and Shesh Bakares, but say it's working through Hutra. So how did Tavis answer his question?
One second, what about Mitzvos Bekach? Why didn't Tavis just say Mitzvos Bekach? One second, he adds the reason why it's different from regular Asay Dechel is saying, what's his answer then? If you have Mitzvos Bekach, there's a real difference.
Doesn't make it more sense.
Let me follow one train of thought. You then we'll get mixed in. I don't know anything.
Tyson should answer like he does enough Gimel.
Okay. Tyson is not, I don't know. I didn't follow. And this is nothing to type, it's not asking a question. But let me stick with the topic. You have a question.
Same topic, it's the same question. He's trying to end differentiate between Mitzvos, okay. Between I say Dechelos, I say. Okay. So they end differentiation with
Mitzvos. Well, let me try. I don't try the thought. I don't know. Okay, good. If you got a question, so we'll leave it there. I don't have a head right now. I don't follow the question. But let's stick with Tavis. Tavis asks a kasha that how did the Gemara have the right to go ahead and learn that Yibum is that she's mutter? Because without a pasuk of Nida, there's an extra word Nida. We assume that she's mutter, b'chayim b'ayla. Again, explain Yibum. Stick to the Pasuk Kipshuto, that she's Osir in all cases, like the Pasuk is Mashma, and explain Yibum is what your Esay Daichalosa say. Says Toivis, because Esay Daichalosa is Daichik. So if I don't want to come out good Daichik, so therefore I would prefer to say that Yibum is working, that the Hezra in Yibum is because of this super Hutra, that there's no Isir on the Abachai Baina. So the problem we have is, granted, Esay Daichalosa is Daichik, but you could learn Hutra.
Isn't Hutra also Daichik? Hutra is just a variation of how do you touch up the Dichoy, but Hutra to be Matir or Karish is also Daichik.
Okay, I agree with you. So you know, the simple answer to this question is that Hutra is also Daichik. So even though David doesn't spell it out, it's self-understood that Hutra is Daichik. So that answered the question. So now, what's the kasha though? It's an obvious question, and that's why are we saying it's daifik? Because Taisus is speaking. If Hutra is also daifik, and as a daifik, also Sheish Bekaris is daifik. But which one is more daifik than the other? So, in order to explain Taisus and Dafchav, we have to say that Esay Daichalos Esay Sheyesh Bokares is more daichik than Hutra. So then Taivis is not hitting the nail on the head. When Taivis asks a kasha, why do you go ahead and explain the Pasuk of Yibam? Why do you want to explain the Pasuk of Yibam that is a total Hutra, that it's mutter even when the Chaye Baina and for Taivis because the other possibility is daichik? So Taivis should explain the most logical possibility and say that even the most logical possibility is daichik. But it shouldn't go to the most far-fetched possibility, right?
When Tosas says asya said
here, what?
No, I was just going to say, maybe when Tosas asya said dachalosa say that Hutra might also be included in daichik.
That sounds a little daichik.
Why doesn't Hutra come from the Chia? If there was no din of the Chia.
We're learning Hutra comes from the Chia. We're learning Hutra is Hutra.
That's the Makara to say Hutra.
In the language of Daf Chav, and then you're going to kill Taibis and Daf Chav, because Taibis says, and a Hechad is Sharinay below the Chia. So if you're going to say that Hutra is coming from the Chia, then you kill Daf Chav. So Taibis and Daf Chav is saying it's Hutra not based on the Chia. So, okay. Anyway, so in other words, I just want to repeat over the question. I gave the guys to show off my knowledge of current events. Right? You got to get the three candidates running for president. There's Biden, Trump, and this guy Kennedy, right? There's some guy called Kennedy is running. So now someone comes along and he says, I voted for Biden. Okay, what? You voted for Biden? Why would anyone with a half a brain vote for Biden? He is this and he's that and he's senile, he's anti-Semite, he doesn't like Israel, I don't know, whatever it is. Why would you vote for him? Well, because Kennedy is a Meshuggana, right? So he's implying, which is it's a good answer, but why if he says I voted for Biden because Kennedy is a Meshuggana, what he's saying is, and I don't have to even tell you why I didn't vote for Trump, because Trump is a super Meshuggana. But if Trump is less of a Meshuggana than Kennedy is, so then you're answering, he said, you know why I voted for Biden? Because Kennedy's a Meshuggana. But that doesn't answer the question. You should have voted for Trump. Well, Trump is a half a Meshuggana. So then don't tell me because you voted for Biden because Kennedy's a Meshuggana, but I'm still sure you should have voted for Trump. Trump's not as big as a Meshuggana as Kennedy is. So if I tell you why you didn't vote for Kennedy, I'm implying that Kennedy is a better choice than Trump, right? So that's the exact same thing here. If Tyson goes ahead and says, you know why we would have learned total Hutra, which is a completely different Hutra, it's a Hutra that the Torah B'chlal never asked. Because the other choice is daichik. Well, what is the other choice? The choice that Taivis advocates is So that means that this type is saying that the next best choice is Esay Da'akalot Eshesh Bakares. So that means that type is here is saying that Esay Da'akalot Eshesh Bakares is a better choice than Hutra. So that's Akasha number one and what we're saying. And type is in that stuff. And Akasha number two is the Lashon. Type says, we wouldn't say it, Ilav the Mukha Krabahedra, which is mashmat from Tysus. I mean, why does Tybus add the words Ilav the Mukha Krabahedra? Tybus should just say it's Daichik, and we wouldn't say it. So it's mashmat, what Tybus means to say, that once that it, that there is a mentioned in the Gemara, you know, there's Tybus is bothered. I can't just say we wouldn't say it. Because we see the Gemara does try and say it. Gemara says, well, that's because it's Mu'akra Be'edja. So that means what Typhus is saying, L'chaira, is that at the end of the day, once we come along and Bashev Shah, what Typhus means with these words, Ilav the Mu'akra Be'edja, is Typhus coming along and saying that it's crazy to lose him at the end of the day, so what's Shah and Ibum? Okay, it's Mu'akra Be'edja. In other words, Typhus has to put it in. That even though the Chatzchila, we wouldn't say it because it's crazy, but once we know that this total Hutra is wrong, then we come back to it. That's what Ilav the Mugav Krabahedra means. Right? That, but once at the end of the day, you gotta say it. You gotta say it. What can you do?
Rabbi, it's not that crazy. One thing.
I'm cutting you off. No, that's what the word Ilav the Mugav Krabahedra means.
He's talking about Bivamas?
He's
maybe talking about Stav in general.
He just talked about, one second, maybe you're right, but I'm just saying Parshav Shah. Parshav Shah, Tavis Kasha was, why don't you say, explain Yibam with your essay, Daichalot, Shesh Makaris? He says, that's a Daichik. So now Tavis is bothered by it. You're going to tell me it's a Daichik. So what shot at the end of the day? So how in the world are we saying so? So now you're left with no choice because you're telling me that it's not true, that it's such a we learn out from Nida that she's also v'chayim b'ayna, and as a daichalose is daichik, so we're stuck. To Hepatitis, no, if you're stuck, then we would say it, right? You have the mukha krab b'hedja. If you look in the Maram says this beferish. I have no way to answer the Maram, so I'm just, you know, but I'm just quoting him just to show that that's a simple pshat in Tysus. I'm going to have to try and what can you do? I'm going to see. I don't have any way to answer to my Ram, so I'm just going to have to, you know, maybe say my. But he says if you look at the end of the Maram, the last two lines is, the cockboy Rabbi Vashu Serbachai Baminayim, the other name he needed, the Chai Bad Asrafim Vena Bonim. Okay, MK, now that we have the Pasuk of Nida, Al Korchok Mukrokim on the Lomar, the other Shari Akar Misa by Yibam, Havi Mitam Dosi Yasu Doka Shoshmish Vesh Makaris. In other words, even though Taibis said it's Taichik, but at the end of the day, it's Mukrok, you have no choice. That's how he's reading the words of Tysus. He reads very nicely in Tysus. That's what Tysus means. That we wouldn't say it unless it's Mokrok. And apparently at the end of the day, it's Mokrok. So there's two kashes against us or against Tysus and Daschak. One is, it's Mokrok Mineu Bey from Tysus that Tysus holds that Esay Daichalot Shesh Bekares is a better pshat in Yibum than Hutra. Because if Hutra is less daichik, then Tavis is hitting the wrong point. And two, the Lashon of Tavis is mashma, that at the maskana, it's mukhra from the kra, that we do say Hutra.
I think Rabbi answered this question already, though, no? Didn't Rabbi answer this question?
If
I asked Rabbi in Daf Gimel, why didn't Tavis answer when he asked this question Daf Gimel, you should learn out from there. I say Deichalos, I say Sheish Bakaris, should answer here, it works with Hutra. Why doesn't he answer that?
Taivis, that Hutra is daichik.
More daichik than?
Than universal essay daichik as a shesh bekaris.
So here but also, the same thing with Nandalid. Same thing with Nandalid.
Nandalid, we're not talking about Nandalid. Parshat Pshat, we're talking about just learning Pshat in Yibum. We're only, Taivis already knows when he said in Daf Gimel. Now you can't learn universal essay daichalosheish bekaris because mitzvaso bekach. So we're only saying when Tovis is suggesting that essay daichalosheish bekaris is obviously not universal because we have the pircha mitzvaso bekach. So he means essay daichalosheish bekaris.
Why does Tovis need to have to go in the maskon of Daf Gimel?
What?
Why does he have to go in the maskon of Daf Gimel? Why can't it be the same on the
Sunday? MS. Why can't he? First, he has to go to the maskon of Daf Gimel. The Daf Gimel was the MS. So
meaning, before we brought in the pasuk from Nida, we would learn out from there. Say Deichalaisa, say the first thing, or if not, say Deichalaisa, say Shish Makaris with Mitzvahs Makach, or if not, say Deichalaisa Makaris Makach Ahutra. One of those possibilities that we discussed. Any of those things.
I don't know. Parshat Pshat. We're going with the mask. MS of Tavis and Daf Gimel. Tavis tells you an MS. So we're going the MS. So if you learn Yibum Essay Dacha the Shesh Bakares, then you would have a Pircha of Mitzvah, so Bekach, and you would only limit it to Yibum. That's what Tavis and Daf Gimel says.
That's what he means in Adalid?
Parshat Pshat.
So when he says an undalid of a seydei chaloshish bekaris, this is why I was trying to ask about mitzvah bekach. He means when it's mitzvah bekach.
He means only by yibum. That's
only by yibum where it's mitzvah bekach.
That's parshat shat. He's not discussing it because it's not relevant. But if in RPM, that's what he would mean because he's not going to argue with Tavis and Daf Gimel. Now, if you maybe could change it, you might be onto something. But you want to know Parshat Pshat? Parshat Pshat is definitely that he means only by Yibum.
It sounds like we only get to Hutra after we get to the Mesasa B'kach knocked off. So therefore that whole stack of cards doesn't start unless you get to Asei Deichlois Asei. So that's what, why can't Tavis be talking about that on Nandalid? Meaning it's...
Because Tavis can't argue what he said on Daf Gimel. Because what he said on Daf Gimel, he had to say that the answer to Gemara and Daf Gimel. So that has to be.
So it doesn't want to say Asei Deichlois.
And you can't make
it. It doesn't want to say Asei Deichlois Bakaris when it's Mitzvos Bakach, unless it's forced to say that. What's wrong with that?
So then we have our two kashas. And that's exactly what I am learning, Pshat and Taisis, is the Parsha Pshat. So we have that guy. One kasha means that Taisis. We medayik from the Lashon of Taisis that learning Yibum is working because of Essay Daichal also say only by Yibum because it's Mitzvah Sobekach is less Daichik than the possibility of Hutra.
We only say Hutra because we're forced to. We only say Hutra because we're forced because of Amanu L'Kain Gadol.
No. And that's against Taisis and Daf Chav.
No, that's what Tosafot Daf Chav said. That's why I was suggesting Tosafot Daf Chav says. We only say that because we're forced to because of Amanu L'Kain Gadol.
Excuse me. Tosafot only said it, but Chazal didn't say it because Chazal weren't forced by anything. So Tosafot, even if you say that Pshat and Tosafot on Daf Chav is telling you that Chazal held in Svara this way, Chazal weren't forced.
So in a vacuum, either one of those explanations, either it's with Mitzvah Sabachach or Hutra, either one of those two scenarios will explain how it works.
I'm sorry. Tavis and Daf Chav is telling us that Chazal held that it's more Mistavra.
Why?
Because that you said, that's how he's explaining.
You're forced to say it because of the fact that it works.
Because that's what Chazal said. So that's a simon that Chazal hold this way. So what Tavis and Daf Chav is saying, maybe my Das Torah is not great enough, maybe yes, maybe not. But I see that Chazal in their Das Torah hold that it's more Mistavra to explain Yibum working through a system of Hutra than working through a system of Dechiyah.
It's less Mistabra. I'm forced to do it because of Amanu L'Kain Gadol.
I'm sorry. No. Amana Begangadal doesn't exist. There's no pasuk. Chazal said it. So Tovis is saying that Chazal held that way in Svara, not because Chazal were forced. Pshat and Tovis on Daf Chav is Tovis is saying Chazal held because they smoked a cigar, and Chazal held that Hutra, that the Hutra is more logical than the Chia. Period. Does Tosis also smoke a cigar and came up with that conclusion? Or he only concluded that because he saw that from Damar Daf Chav? I do not know. But for sure, Tosis holds that Chazal were adamant. They held in Svara that Hutra is more logical than the Chia. So if Chazal held that way, so that's in Stira, so Tosis and Daf Nundau, who's explaining the thought process of Chazal.
Right. Tosis is explaining what I would say if there wasn't the extra pasuk by Nida, right? If there wasn't the extra lima by Nida, I would be forced to learn something. So I know some reason works. Say.
We don't care about you. We care about Chazal. Tosis is saying what Chazal would have said. And he said,
you're looking at this pasuk, you're going to see Asay Dechalais Asay.
Oh, sorry. Tosis says on Daf Chav that Chazal said that Hutra is more Mizdavra.
I tried.
Okay, I'm gonna go. I think I got my time. I'm is up. Okay, yes, okay. So we got these two problems. One is the problem in Svara, and two is the problem in the Lashon. The Maram, I give up on. I mean, I'm gonna have to think about the Maram. I don't give up yet, but. And at this point, I give up. But I think there's something. I don't want to say what the guys are saying is totally wrong, because they're onto something. But the way they're saying it, that doesn't work yet. Okay. All right. Let's think about this, please. Okay. You should go out, everyone. Okay. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.